Miss the show?
We have this snowstorm, okay? You would have thought it was the apocalypse. I mean, seriously, you would have thought the headlines were, it's the end of the world, buy all the food you possibly can. I have never seen, it took everything I could to not climb on top of the deli counter and say, for the love of God, people, it's just snow. Like, what happens? What is that, that ancient part of the brain, the amygdala, that just turns on and turns everything else off? And all of a sudden, your brain just is like, liverwurst, bologna, olive loaf, roast beef, ham, cheese, yeah. 186 people, 7 hours, 7 hours. I got home. I turned all the lights off once I found my way to the couch. I lit a candle. I must have stared at that thing for an hour. Oh my gosh. A pound of this, a pound of that, a pound of this, a pound of that. I was just like, oh my gosh. Like, you can't live this way in places like Alaska where it snows like this all the time. It's just, it's so crazy. People buying milk like the cows are going to freeze. It's like, what is happening? So this woman is brand new. And of course, she's not properly trained. And I'm feeling it because we are slammed. We got four people behind the deli, three slicers, one for the cheese. There's a line of us waiting as the other person is slicing up, you know, a pound of shaved ham to make some sort of a snowball, I guess. But okay, so there's this woman. And I'm seeing out of the corner of my eye that she's slicing and she's really having a challenge, right? But I'm getting my roast beef or whatever the hell I'm doing. But I can see this woman is now peering through the place between the two plexiglass, right? She's leaning all the way in. I'm like, oh, don't do that. And so she goes and she weighs whatever she's slicing and she's a little bit old. And this woman starts to cop an attitude with her. And I could see this new person is getting a little flustered. And I step in. I go, excuse me. And when I do this, my coworkers are like, uh-oh. No, but it was important. I go, excuse me, you know what? She's brand new. She's brand new and she's doing the best that she can. So just give her a chance, you know? And there were no managers around, which is why I said that. And so the woman backs off. Oh, I'm sorry. But it's like, seriously, the hardest part about this gig is that nobody, I would say 1 in 20 people, actually say hello. And when you're doing that for 7 hours and all you hear is give me, I want, I need, or they just rattle off a pound, you know, and then the people who give you the list, I'm like, no, one at a time. I'm not a kiosk. I'm a person, one at a time. This one guy like rolls his eyes. I'm like, seriously? It was just insane. So of course, yesterday after the snow, there was nobody in the store except a handful of people. And I wasn't into it. I was done, man. I was done. Like, there's a place where they put all the chickens. I used to eat chicken. I don't eat chicken anymore. You can't watch them cook chicken and continue to eat chicken. You just can't do it. But there's this container, and it's like two levels. It's pretty big. And it's filled with chickens when we have chickens. Yesterday, it was completely empty. The lights were turned off. It was darkened case. But there they are. Excuse me. Do you have any chickens today? I'm like, seriously? Seriously? No, we don't have any chickens, but if you need one, why don't you go get one, wring its neck, pluck its feathers, and throw it in the oven yourself if you can't wait until tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, what is going on?
The Camille Conti Show. Real conversations about life with a rock and roll soundtrack. Plus, the new music spotlight. Listen on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and the homepage at podbean.com.